This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This letter is directed solely at Tommy Mueller.
What do I do?
In this world, there are two kinds of people.
Yeah, what does he got?
There are dreamers,
mm-hmm.
and then there are the people who will try to kill those dreams.
Oh, dream crushers.
You got it. Yeah. And this man is here to argue that what Tommy said about this event, an opportunity coming to Rochester, is going to discourage folks from living their life to the fullest.
You go get it. Go get that dream.
And when you don't have any dreams left, well, what's the point of getting out of bed?
Yeah. Every day should be like Star Search.
Kimmy doesn't know what that is.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for those stars, Pat.
You stepped on him doing it, McMahon, and he's very upset.
My bad. You never saw Star Search?
No, I said remember they brought it back around again briefly.
Yeah, I said the good one, though.
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we shared with you an exciting event coming to Rochester that is giving pickleball athletes in the area a very big potential opportunity.
Attention, picklers.
It's called the PPA Tour Challenger Series. The Fairport Pickleball Club will host an event June 27th through the 29th. The event will be one of 15 stops around America where local players can compete for a chance to make the Carvana PPA Pro Tour.
So they got scouts coming to this thing to look at these people.
I mean, you got to pick
How
some.
Else could you be discovered?
By the way, the event also has a grand prize here in Rochester of $10,000.
So somebody's going to get $10,000.
That's the way I read the story.
Quite possibly.
Or maybe it's like $10,000 split amongst the champions.
Yeah, that's a total
purse. Different brackets or whatever. Yeah.
So you can compete in men's and women's singles, men's doubles, women's doubles, and mixed doubles. And someone in this town, if they perform well at this event, Kimmy could become a pro pickleball player.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The parade of pear-shaped plumpers.
I think you're reading this wrong.
Of course, he doesn't know how to read. Of course, he's reading it wrong. Kimmy, you and I thought this was really cool.
Yeah, I think there are some highly competitive people here. Like I said, I already know somebody that's like almost to the pro level. So
almost to the, he's almost getting paid.
She. And
ooh, in your face.
And yeah, like she's been invited to like tournaments across the country.
So like Kimmy and I were like, wow, this is great. You just crapped all over this idea.
It's like getting really good at ping pong.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's like.
Also
nowhere.
An Olympic sport, by the way.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I had tickets. I didn't go.
Tommy, you made fun of pickleballers.
Yes, I did.
He then made fun of pro pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
He then made fun of the idea that people would want to watch pickleball. Mm-hmm.
Who the hell, if you don't know somebody on that court, you're just going because
you're
just...
There are people very passionate about pickleball.
No, but let's say I don't play.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just love watching the game.
Yeah.
The subtle nuances of the sweet science of pickleballing.
Well, one man
yeah.
heard Tommy ranting for 15 minutes about how much all of this sucks.
This dreaming douche.
And he didn't like what came out of his radio.
All right.
Because according to him, what is life without dreams?
You gotta live, Pat.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, hating all over Tommy.
Yeah.
Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
This letter is in regards to your talk about the pro pickleball that's holding auditions in Rochester. I think this is a fantastic opportunity for people who are athletic but a little older to have one more shot at glory. I heard Tommy laughing at the idea and saying it was stupid. I like Tommy on the radio, but he is the worst kind of human being. He's a dream killer. What is the point of living life if you don't have some kind of dream every day? It doesn't matter if it's silly or improbable. We all need something to strive for to make our mundane lives more exciting. There are lots of older athletes who still have something to offer. Men and women who dream about playing pro pickleball, making a senior golf tour, being a pro triathlete for their age bracket. What is wrong with that? Best case scenario, they find a way to accomplish their goal and they inspire others. Worst case, they're out being active and having fun. It's a win-win situation as long as you don't have people like Tommy telling them it's not even worth trying. Sincerely, Craig.
You know. Good. No, you're good.
No, no.
You're going to man me.
No.
I thought you were man.
No, I was going to say, you are a dream killer.
Yes, I am.
Man.
I have these people in my family.
Yeah.
My brother is a competitive power lifter in a senior league.
Okay.
He is 78 years old. Mm-hmm. He's a two-time gold medal winning champion at the Senior Olympics in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
Okay.
He's got a medal, though.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Okay.
He never shuts up about it.
Okay.
And his wife.
If you had a gold medal, you wouldn't shut up for decades.
He bought track suits and wouldn't shut up about them.
But I know these I know these people, man.
Yeah.
It's like being really good at things that don't matter. Like,
but it is kind of hard.
He don't get paid.
It is kind of hard to argue, though, when they are successful in doing that thing.
Here's what helps.
You know
what I mean?
Like your brother, like, let's say he did it and he didn't place or anything. Right. Like, I can understand why you're like, why are you wasting your time? But, like, if he's actually doing well, it's hard to argue.
Here's the thing. And I love her. Because I've got me, a Southern sister-in-law.
Okay. Oh, yeah?
Who tells it to you straight.
Okay.
So after he runs his mouth on the phone, she will remind him that he has a heart aneurysm and the doctor told him not to do it anymore.
Okay, that's a dumb decision.
And then she'll go, and y'all just a bunch of old man, just all y'all want to do is just walk around the gym about talk about how much weight y'all pick up, like it means something. It don't mean a damn thing, and you don't make no money at it.
Why
like,
does he want to go to the gym with a heart aneurysm? I can't figure out why. Look, man, maybe you're right. Maybe he looks silly and you laugh at him and everything, but here's the thing.
And he fully supported me when I went and did stand-up comedy.
Okay.
I know you. I've heard from your brother.
Who?
He's happier than you.
Well, of course he is. I'm always miserable. I was born miserable.
And that's the point. I forget this guy's name. He wrote the letter, Kimmy. I'm sorry. That's the point.
Craig.
Craig.
He is right about this.
What's that?
You need to dream.
Okay. Go dream.
You need to have something that gets you out of bed every morning, no matter how stupid it sounds to everyone else.
But it's so far-fetched.
Who cares?
And when the dream fails, then what? Who's there to pick up your shattered dreams?
But there is no... But the dream
now you're an aging stripper in a game that's past your body.
Nobody dreams to be a stripper.
Well, some girls do.
No.
They want to get to medical school.
Okay. No, you're trying... Your dream is medical school. Look. If you're someone over the age of 30 that still has those dreams, it says a lot.
Don't get it, man.
It says a lot about you.
Blow off that 9-to-5.
Well, I can also understand picking up something and being like, you know, kind of getting the hang of this. Kind of have a knack for it.
I think people will pay me to do this.
Let's explore this a little more.
I can see myself getting interviewed on television.
And if it's something you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. It's not even a job then.
It's not.
Yeah.
It could just be something like, let's see if this can pay off for me. I'm going to do it anyways.
It's not even an impressive skill.
Okay, pickleball aside, talking about dreams.
Yeah.
It's easy to have fantasies as a teenage kid.
Sure.
And there are plenty of 15-year-olds who think they can be pro athletes because it's fun for them, right?
That's understandable. You're immature and your brain is soft.
It takes a really special person to still have those kinds of dreams.
Hold on to that soft brain.
After life, speaking of soft brain.
My brain is rock solid, baby.
When life has kicked you in the teeth a couple of times and you still dream, you're a special person. I mean, you don't give up. You don't have a wild fantasy in your head that gets
you excited.
I did it.
I did it stand up.
No, I said wild fantasy, not a house fire every single night.
You and I had the same fantasy.
Yeah. And it got you through cutting meat every day.
It got us here.
Yes. No.
It did.
Shut up.
Go ahead.
Shut up right now. Like, that's the funniest part about this is you crap all over people who have wild dreams. You had a job that paid you the equivalent of $80,000 in today's money.
Yes.
That you had been, you were there over a decade, right?
15 years.
And at 34?
34 years. Well, I was 30 when I went on the road.
All right, so you quit at 30 years old.
29, 4 years on the road, then CMO. Man,
right?
Ancient. And you had to think like you were old at that time, right? Like looking back
on it,
you're like, oh, I was only 30. But at that time, you had to feel like a full-grown
adult. So starting in radio at 34, Yeah. Like, that was unheard of.
Okay.
Like, to change your life at that point and walk in,
yeah,
I had no shot.
So for you, after all of that...
And I had a dream. I had a passion.
But you did.
I had that South Florida fire in me. Gimme.
Like, you're literally... When we talk about people that are late 20s, early 30s going for this,
yeah,
it's describing you, you idiot. And you're sitting here going, yeah, see what happened? See what I did? Dude, do it. I'm better than you. I'm so smart. I figured it out. I'm so great. I got a turtleneck and turquoise pantyhose on today. I'm Tommy Musay. You're an idiot.
Why?
Look, it takes a special person to have dreams after life has kicked you in the teeth.
Yes, it does.
And
it does.
I'm not. Why would you judge somebody for having those dreams?
Because it's not going to work out.
Is it the age that bothers you, or is it just the fact that they wanted that? It's the activity that bothers you.
If you want to go, I think
like,
it's
let's say somebody who's 26 wants to pursue this. Is that too old?
I mean, you got no strings. You got nothing going on. I mean, when I was divorced, I had nothing.
Yeah. You had a full time job.
No, but I was divorced. I blew through. I had no money. I pissed away all that money. So, I screwed up. And I wasn't very good at the job. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's a 26-year-old with no strings attached. Go for it. But here's my point, I think. You are never going to make a living. If you think you're going to go do this and you're going to make a living,
yes,
you're not.
Okay.
It's going to be a side hustle, and you're going to hate it because you're going to be living out of a suitcase, going to, like, Peoria to play in a game in the middle of winter. And that's not fun. You know it wasn't fun.
I believe it was Langston Hughes who said.
Langston Hughes, the
poet, author.
He was like a social commentator.
Yeah, I believe it was him. He who said, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly." When dreams go away,
who hit that damn bird?
You might as well dig a hole and lay in it. What gets you out of bed but hopes and dreams?
Your family, your community. America, the church.
Shut up.
Tariffs, things of this nature.
There are responsibilities you have to get out of bed.
Yes.
But if you are only getting out of bed to handle your responsibilities, your life sucks, and everybody knows that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, once that fire goes out, once you stop having a wild fantasy about something you want
to
accomplish.
Then you head over to the liquor store.
No, then it's time to die, in all sincerity. So please die.
Go live. Get out of that pickleball. Call it living.
Whatever it is, man.
Let that record fly.
Whatever it is.
Do you think, though, there are kind of exceptions to this? Like, I can understand something like this. Go for it. It's something you like to do anyways. But I think I would start to get concerned if this was somebody that I love that was doing it that started to sink a lot of money into it.
Start chasing their tail. Okay.
Yeah, where it's now it could change their life for the worse. For the worse if they continue to pursue it.
So I saw a guy do this when I was cutting meat.
Oh.
And... worked with this one dude, and he was a pretty good bowler. And he thought he could go on the PBA tour.
Okay.
And he was, like, working to get his card. He was going to these. So, like, on the weekends, he was, like, taking less money at work to, like, drive to, like, out of state almost to take on these tournaments. And, it was going nowhere, man. Like, golfers do this, too. Sometimes these older golfers think, they can go on the senior tour. The one of those lower tours. It's not going to happen, man. And you're not that good.
Who cares? Does that get him out of bed? And here's the thing, Kimmy, you're right. There's extremes to everything.
Because I can see, you're happy for a family member until you're starting to think, they may be in a bad spot.
And you're throwing more money, thinking it's going to get you there.
Okay, I would actually argue having a family member that does this makes life easier for you. Tell you why in a sec.
Okay.
252 WCMF Hate Mail of the Week. Craig, it was, writes us. Not happy with Tommy's take about the pro pickleball tour and the potential for someone in Rochester to make that tour with this event coming up, says that you need dreams. Without dreams, there's no point of getting out of bed.
Yeah.
And he's right. Says dreamer who followed his dream and then tells everybody else not to do it.
Mm.
Tommy.
Okay.
Barbara's on CMF. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Tommy, can you name a former top world-ranked pretty boy tennis player who was married to both Brooke Shields and Steffi Graf?
I forget. Who was it?
Andre Agassi, who is going to be making his pro pickleball appearance in the U.S.
How
Open
sad is
Championship
that?
As a mixed double partner.
How sad is that?
I think it's pretty cool.
No, I feel bad for the guy, man.
He's all over TV.
He's a dancing monkey just looking for people to throw money at.
He's probably doing just fine.
Yeah.
He could have blown it. That kid had all kinds of issues, bro.
He's very financially stable. He's doing this to help promote the sport and give it some recognition, give it a star power.
Face.
All right. It's so funny you're bringing this up.
Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy.
I was going to tell you this off air, but now it kind of matters. What? So for some reason yesterday, I'm flipping through the channels,
yeah,
and I come across, I was on the golf channel.
Okay.
And I go, oh, my God, I just turned it on. Who do I see? We were talking about it off mic the other day. I think I might have brought it up. Mike Block.
Oh, right.
The guy was a star here for a minute. He was the guy that got the hole in one here at the major that was here.
Yeah, the PGA Championship.
He was standing right next to Rory McIlroy when he does it, because he looks at him and goes, did that go in?
Yeah.
Guys are chanting his name, Block, Block, Block. That guy hit his peak.
Okay.
He's on TV.
Yesterday.
On the golf channel.
Okay.
Playing golf.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bro.
Yeah.
Ain't in that league anymore, bro.
So what?
But he's still on the golf channel playing golf.
Middle of the day on the lower end.
So what?
So he got his...
like a pretty sweet life.
Okay, but think of how much Mike Block worked to get to that moment.
Yes.
And you know he ain't happy where he's at.
Of course he's happy where he's at. He hit a hole in one.
He wanted to be on that tour.
He was like, wow, I can't believe I got here.
He literally said, everything here is gravy.
Yeah, but the gravy's gone.
He was in contention for a PGA Championship until the last day, hit a hole-in-one.
I know.
Wasn't he honored at Oak Hill afterwards? They brought him back?
Yeah, but then it's gone.
You think that's not an accomplishment?
It's an accomplishment, but it's got to be depressing because you want to be on that tour, not on the third leg of the lower tour playing against... You know, college kids.
I don't think he thought he was kicking off his career. I think he just thought whatever comes after this is amazing.
I mean, this tour's got junkies and all kind of problems. I felt bad for him.
Bro, that's like saying Tiger Woods is unsuccessful because he didn't pass for most majors won. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you can make an argument for everybody except the absolute best at every
sport. Jack.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Like, your mentality is a terrible mentality.
Why?
Because you think you're successful. And I could point to people literally down the hall.
Hold on. I do think I'm successful until I walk into this room. And then it's pointed out to me every day. Who's more successful than me down the hall?
What do you mean?
Who?
Allow me to gesture to everybody? Spisano, Billy Kidd, Sandy Waters, the guy that's emptying the garbage cans in the B studio.
That's all you got?
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry, how
are you? Larry, you going to vote for Mike Block?
Hey, I have to bust you, Tommy, on that dream bit, because I was in a room, it had to be maybe 35 years ago, right before you started at CMF.
Oh, you mean the good times?
The good times, yes. I was in the room with you, Brother Weez, and a bunch of other people. Weez was on the air. Weez kept asking, what are you doing here? Why are you here? He was asking all of us. I happened to be in the building. And you kept saying, I dream about this job. Oh, I dream about this job.
I'm dreaming, Tommy. Check me out. I dream to do this one day. Larry, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, he did everything but say, one day I had a dream. But anyways, you're busted, Tommy. Take care, guys.
Bye, Larry. 34 years old, you show up on a radio show. They had no one else. The guy that had the job just disappeared one day, and you got it.
He never came back.
And you tell people not to dream. Shut up.
I also want to point out the story you told about the golf channel. You were sitting on your couch laughing at a guy on TV about his dream.
Yes.
That he's currently living.
Yeah. Not the dream he wanted.
Well, look at that guy. How sad. On this beautiful once-in-a-lifetime golf course.
He says, living in his wife's house, watching someone else on TV who's not a media person, but you are.
Well, other than that, what do you got?
Dream. Keep dreaming.
Be
always
Mike Block.
Yes, be Mike Block.
Yeah.
Head for the lower league.
Most people would love that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Got to keep your head on a swivel, Tommy.
What's going on?
You never know what's going to fall out of the sky and blast you in the face. Even though in this case, the court said he should know. This could have fallen out of the sky and blasted him.
Okay.
A court case that would have changed how we play this game in New York. With one man still insisting, this place should have known better.
So the joint is in trouble.
That's what he wanted.
It's their fault.
That's what he says.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. An interesting case this week from the highest court in New York State.
Yeah.
Tommy, 5 years ago, a man was golfing at a course for a charity tournament just east of us.
Mm.
And he was on the seventh hole when he was hit in the eye by an errant drive.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
Now it's
a drive.
A drive.
Oof.
It sounds like it messed him up pretty good. He claims in court documents that he suffered severe and permanent personal injury.
Okay.
And he decided to go straight up litigious on everyone's ass.
Mm-hmm.
He sued the guy that swung the club.
Right.
He sued the father of the guy who swung the club, who he says was standing next to him and should have warned him what the situation was.
Okay.
And he also sued the golf course.
Oh, because it's their fault. All right.
Well, so according to court documents, the shot came from the third tee box, hooked onto the seventh fairway.
This guy really shanked it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But the seventh fairway where this guy was standing was going the opposite direction.
All right, so he's looking directly down at him.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Off the tee.
This man says the tee box was behind trees, so there was no way for him to see
right.
the shot coming. The victim claimed the course, which was a private country club to which he belonged, by the
okay.
way. Operated a dangerously designed course. And over the last
Sounds like every golf course.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years, the case has worked its way through the state until it finally got to the Supreme Court this week.
Right.
And in a 6-0 ruling, the court decided the golf course was not liable for this man's injury.
Good.
They said that anyone who steps foot on a golf course assumes the risk they could be hit by a ball. And legal experts say, had this court ruled in this man's favor, it could have destroyed golf in New York State.
Oh, yeah.
Or changed the way all courses were designed, as in, like, no trees anywhere whatsoever.
Yeah, you would have to, like, rip up golf courses. You would kill the industry.
Yeah, exactly. So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I know this whole story sounds silly.
Yeah.
And to be fair, we weren't there,
mm-hmm.
so we don't really know the situation.
Yeah.
But, Tommy, there are some courses you can play, even in the greater Rochester area, that do feel more dangerous than others.
Or, like, that you could do some damage, like, to cars, properties, things like that.
But that's almost every golf course.
But that's what I always wonder, like, what are you on the hook for? What's, like, because it does seem like there's a very gray area there.
I always thought once you, like, paid your money to go on a golf course, you were, you know, it's like in the back of a baseball game ticket. It tells you, you know, pay attention.
Okay, so, like, if you're on the course, you're right. But to Kimmy's point, it's always blown my mind. Like, you can drive past golf courses.
Yeah, hit a car on it.
Oh, yeah.
Just on the road.
So, like, if I get blasted, if my car gets blasted, shatters a window with a golf ball.
And you're just driving by.
Is the course liable for that?
Man, how could it?
Well, but it's not. I'm not on their property.
Yeah.
That ball flew off. Is the person that swung the club liable for it?
Because, I mean, like, you could, like, bury a golf. I mean, it has to have happened.
Yeah.
Somewhere where it's some tragedy. Let's say somebody got killed. No, let's say you hit. Let's say that you hit a tree and you died.
Okay.
And a family wants to sue the golf course. You could bankrupt that course.
Yeah, but I mean, you also have a golf course right next to a busy road. Like, there's two I can think of right now. Brooklee in Gates is right next. There's a winding road all around the course, and then Ridgemont
is right on
Ridge Road.
Yeah.
And then is it? Oh God, what's the other? There's that cross street there where it goes straight down.
Yeah.
Like four or five fairways there. Somebody must have been hit by a golf ball. Sure. Right.
They had to pay for my car damage.
How could they say they're not responsible?
Well, because they didn't mean to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
It was Ladies' Day.
They're not making
my wife hit it.
My wife.
You know, ladies can't golf. Come
you
on,
would, folks. Yeah, you would. You would throw that club at your wife and run away. And, like, you know what's funny, too?
What?
Like, I know I haven't been the only person that has been on some of these courses around town, even on the course, and worried about being blasted by a ball. Because the two big issues. You don't know who can play when you're not with them.
True.
Right? Because, like, you see someone rear back and take a swing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And it's not like when you're golfing, you're always 100% aware of your surrounding.
True.
Because you could be focused on your own game.
Or you might not see something.
There's that. Yeah. You could be having a few beers, laughing it up with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, unless you are waiting for someone in front of you to finish, you're never really paying attention to anyone else.
And any shot can get away from anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At any time. The best golfers have, can shank it.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the state Supreme Court case this week. In a 6-0 ruling, the state Supreme Court ruled a man that was hit by an errant drive in the eyeball at a country club just east of us could not sue the golf course because when you walk on the course, you are taking all responsibility being hit by a ball. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There are some situations where I was like, you sure? Sure about that? Let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. My brother's in the military, and last year he was home on leave, and I and my other brother went to a golf course in Nunday, and my brother was going with a 7-iron to try to go over these trees. My brother and I were in the golf cart. We went behind the trees. I was paying attention. I watched my brother hit it. Unfortunately, he got fat on it, and it came right at us, and it happened so fast I didn't have any time to move. And it hit me right in the side, and it cracked two of my ribs.
Oh!
Damn.
Yep. I had a welt the size of a softball on the side of my body for about 3 weeks.
Man, he can really get after it, huh?
Yeah, it was a terrible shot.
All right, well, you're not going to...
I never thought about suing the golf course. That guy's an ass.
Well, I mean, look, also, Tom, you pulled...
That was your brother.
And you pulled in front of a guy that was driving. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, he wasn't driving.
Oh, okay.
It was his third shot.
Okay, my fault. Wow, he's really...
So I was trying to hide behind the trees, and there was just like a V split in the tree, and it went right between that split in the tree and hit me right in the side.
I will say this, Tom, now that you bring it up. If I am anywhere near trees, and I don't golf a lot. I hate golf.
Yeah.
But, like, if someone's trying to hit anywhere near trees, I will go 100 yards in the other
direction.
Where
are you safe, though?
Well, no, because that thing could come off a tree. I got to make sure I could see it in the air coming up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't trust
idea.
Anybody near a tree.
Yeah, I was about 70 yards away from him, too. I thought I was safe.
Damn. All right, well, Tom... good luck with your ribs, buddy.
Thanks.
All right, there goes Tom.
Like, even if you watch golf on TV, like when the guy's teeing off, and you see those people standing right along the line.
Like, I don't care how good that guy is.
I can't
there's
do
always
that.
A chance.
Right.
Have you ever there's a video of an event a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where they have, like, the celebrity tee off, and it's And I think it's a woman. She puts the first drive into the gallery.
Right.
They line her up again. She puts the second shot into the gallery. And somebody goes, why do you keep letting her do this?
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Well, you talking about the celebrity like golf tournaments. I can't remember who it was. It was one of like those big name ones that they do. And whoever it was that was teeing off kept telling people to like back up. Like, don't trust me. Please move out of the way because I can hit you.
And like, that's the thing. When they're there, you're going to hit them. Like, if you're worried about hitting them, you're going to hit them.
Because it's in your head.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let me ask you this before we go back to the phones. You know, Tom tells the story about getting hit by his brother.
Yeah.
We have the story of this guy getting hit in the eyeball by an errant shot on a whole other hole. How are you supposed to react when you blast someone with a shot?
Apologetically?
Okay, but that now I'm taking liability.
Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to say? Nothing?
Because I think that person's going to be pissed.
Yeah, they got hit with a golf ball.
Yeah, so they're already hot. So how do you approach the situation, I guess?
You offer to buy him a drink?
Or you blame your caddy.
You golf with a caddy?
I should have put more stickum on that golf club, sir. Yes, just your son.
All right, so
I think you've got to apologize, man.
Okay, so is sorry enough?
I don't know. It depends how bad they're banged up.
All right, so let's say in this situation with Tom, it's a stranger. He's got two broken ribs.
All right.
Or cracked ribs, whatever. Do you offer to cover the medical expenses?
Oh, God. You never know what that could be.
You did it.
Yeah, but he might have medical. Buy him a beer?
Sorry about your broken ribs. Here's a beer. Probably not a good idea to drink it now. Don't open it. Bring it
next
home.
Next time. Next time.
Yeah, I guess you got to say something. I wouldn't offer anything except an apology. Because you don't want to be on a hook for like thousands of dollars.
How many
man.
Guys try to play it off like, I don't know where that shot came from. Ooh. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody is way off today, huh?
If you write your name on your balls, you're effed.
Do people do that?
Oh, my dad used to write his name on every ball.
There's people that have monogram golf balls.
Yeah, they're called douchebags.
Yes.
No, my dad did the old Sharpie.
Wait, he sharpied his own golf ball?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that's what everybody did.
No, that's a trash move, bro.
It's not a trash
that
move.
That is a West Side trash ass
golf. Lots of people sharpie.
Lots of trash. Yeah, Tiger put a big T on every one of them.
You want even more trash?
What?
Have a word of his balls because he bought a ball retriever.
Oh, so he just grabbed somebody else's ball?
He would go into the ponds like when people were taking shots and just scoop balls out. So he had a bag full of mismatched balls with his name written in a Sharpie on them. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
It is really bad to refer to your mom as a ball retriever. That's your mother, for God's sake.
Boo.
What is wrong with you?
Boo.
Did your dad sign his name on his balls or just like put a caricature of him in a bad suit at a Red Wings game?
Joke's on you. He doesn't do that job anymore. He quit 6 days before the season started.
I understand. I heard that earlier in the year. Shut up. Listen, the way that you rectify this, if you hit someone with your golf ball, is just offer them your state-sponsored inflation reduction $300 check.
Oh, there you go.
What I don't understand is if I go to the gym, there is a very long list of things that they are not responsible for. So I happen to look up Cazenovia Private Golf Course, which is the one that this guy sued. They haven't updated their website since 2022. You would think that something like this would happen, and you'd update your terms of use and what they are and are not responsible for so they don't get sued again. Silly on them.
It's a good call. I do feel bad for this course because, Jeremy, in the story that I saw, they had a couple of quotes from the golf course, and like they were like bending over backwards to be like, we feel terrible for this guy. It's terrible, but like we have no choice but to fight him in court because if we lose, we're out.
That's a small country course, man. Yeah.
Private, though. Private.
I thought for sure that the guy who was suing was a lawyer, but he isn't. It turns out he owned a brewing company or whatever, but by the speak that he was going by, I was like, yeah, this is lawyer speak, man. He's trying to get some money, but obviously not.
Well, Jeremy, you know how this goes. Every time you get a couple beers and you become a lawyer.
Oh,
we lost Jeremy. He missed my really fun joke.
I know.
You don't want to hear it. But I think, like, even if the golf course lists all their terms and stuff, like, I still think there are things that could happen that are – you can argue it multiple ways. You know what I mean? Like there may be some circumstances where I didn't even know that could happen. So now we're in this weird area where who's responsible?
Well, the course can't be responsible for an individual player, which you have no control over.
Yeah, but right?
There's an element of risk here.
But okay, but that individual player puts a ball into Ridge Road, and that ball shatters somebody's windshield. Who's responsible?
It would have to fall on the guy. If somebody was going to have to pay, I'm thinking it's the guy hitting the damn ball.
Well, if we'll finish it up this way with Pete, who may have the answer.
All right.
Pete, you got the last word, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, a friend of mine got hit with a golf ball. He was going down a little country road just next to a private golf course, and they smashed his windshield. The golf course has insurance for that.
Oh, okay.
They had, I don't know if all of them do, but this one had insurance. Guy come right out, fix his windshield, and he was done.
So it wasn't on it wasn't on the golf, or it was on the club?
Yeah, it was on the club. The club paid for it because they had insurance.
Oh, in that way. Nice. Okay, I'm gripping and ripping next time I'm on Ridge Road, baby.
Yeah. I think some of the bigger courses, they have a sign. I don't know. You can check. I'm not a golf guy, but I think there's, you know, what they're liable for, and that's one thing that getting hurt, they'll fix you up. They'll give you medical, but they're not going to, you know, you can't sue them. I guess that's in their write-up.
Well, that's what the court said.
All right.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Pete.
Because you would have to get so effed up by a golf ball.
But it's possible.
I mean, it is. But you think about it, man. Like, the odds of you getting really crushed by a golf
ball. Bro, you take it in the eye. This guy might have lost an eye. You take it in the jaw. You could shatter your jaw.
We've talked to multiple people.
Take it in the brown eye. I don't even want to know.
Why would it go into your brown eye?
Takes a weird bounce. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't have any pants on because I'm taking a leak in the woods.
So you totally pants.
Yeah.
Your rectum is exposed.
He's got his flappy shorts
and you
on.
Get a brown hole in one.
Found your ball. You might want to grab a leaf before you take it back.
And for some reason, Mike Block's standing there with Rory McIlroy. Goes, did that go in? Yeah, it went in.
The weirdest part, it had my dad's name on it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is your annual warning.
Okay.
This is not an emergency. It's just a test.
Okay.
But here's the thing. The longer this goes on,
yeah,
the more people are going to get freaked out because folks are buying homes anywhere they can.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of new people in new places.
Sure.
That have never experienced this before.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, a quick one because we went long about getting blasted with golf balls. next week, the Ginay Nuclear Power Plant is performing the test of their alarm system.
The annual blowing of the siren.
Yep.
The test will be Tuesday, May 6th at 3 p.m. All 96 sirens in a 10-mile radius of the plant will sound off for 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah.
Did you say 96 sirens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You sound like a pirate.
Just sounds like a lot.
It is.
So most Webster residents, anyone that lives near Rondacoit Bay will hear the siren. Monroe County is assuring residents no response is necessary. They are told that in an actual emergency, the sirens will tell the public to tune into local EAS radio or television stations, which, by the way, really hurts our ratings.
Yeah, it sure does.
Well, this nuclear meltdown, this EAS station, through the roof. All right, here's what sucks right now with this.
What is that?
The news always blasts this out every year, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Making sure nobody, you know, goes into panic mode.
You got it, but not everybody watches the news. Right. Not everybody goes online. It's not like something that's shared like big time.
Mm.
There are people that just bought homes in the Webster or Rondacoit Bay area that have never gone through one of these.
Right.
And those people are going to poo their pants the second they hear those alarms.
But even when you know what it is, it's pretty disturbing to hear. I mean, it's It wakes your ass up.
Well, because you lived out that way.
Yeah, so you'd hear it every year. And even though I knew what it was, it sounds pretty goddamn scary.
The weirdest part, Kimmy?
What's that?
Every time Tommy took his pants off, that alarm would go off.
Mm.
Oh, so your mom was over?
Shut up.
Because then it was...
Why was she saying my name?
Yeah,
I didn't say Pat. I didn't say Pat.
You started with Pat. You started with Pat, and you realized what you were doing, and you dropped the T. You gross son of a bitch. No, because like one of my favorite things to do,
yeah,
on these days is to go on Facebook to see how many people are like, "What is that? What's happening? What do I do right now?"
I mean, I gotta imagine because you know I check the neighborhood apps frequently for our favorite Tuesday 9 o'clock game, and. It's going to be all over those apps. People panicking, wondering what's going on. And then you're going to get the people that comment telling you the wrong thing that's going
China
on.
China syndrome, bro.
Shut up. Kimmy doesn't even know what that is.
I didn't hear what you said.
China syndrome.
Oh. I don't know.
How would she know? She was born after the Cold War.
It was had nothing to do with China and the Cold War.
What did it have to do with?
Like it would melt all the way to China.
Yes, but that was because of the fear of the Cold War.
No, it was about how... No, it's not the way it goes. That's not what the movie was about.
No, I get.
Has nothing to do with the Cold War.
The point I'm making is we live, shut up.
Anyways.
We lived in a world.
In a world.
Thank you. Where we didn't really fear nuclear emergencies because Love Canal happened after us. 3 Mile Island happened after us. Chernobyl, I remember, or before us. The nuclear weapons thing wasn't an issue when we were kids. So like that kind of just like faded away for us.
All right.
We never had to go do
it. We got very complacent.
Well, yeah. Till now.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a potentially stupid question?
Yeah.
Make yourself out.
All right. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about how the Canadian Nuclear Power Plant, they're doing just their test of their sirens next week, May 6th, 3 o'clock, all 96 sirens in a 10-mile radius of the plant go off for 3 to 5 minutes. What if there's an emergency during the test?
Oops. You got to hope not.
I know that the odds are almost zero, but they're not zero.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you would kind of feel like you would know.
How?
Because outside's like 1,000 degrees right now.
I don't think it goes that fast,
bro.
I think
a nuclear disaster.
I think it does.
No, yeah. Sure. Well, no, but like,
look. Boy, it's really hot out here. It's 500.
I mean, I guess I don't know how far it expands that fast, but it does. It does go quick.
No, you're imagining a nuclear explosion.
No, but even the leak of radiation like that to that.
Chernobyl. Let's talk about Chernobyl.
Yeah. Those people got effed up almost immediately.
Okay, but there were also people while everything was happening that were inside the plant that didn't get effed up immediately.
Didn't they
send people in to try and...
Yeah,
guys
I think
that,
they all got pretty effed up.
There are guys that knew they were going to die that went in to try and fix it.
Okay, well, I don't know to what degree... Well, all right.
To what degree, not 500.
Yeah.
I also wonder...
It's very hot outside. You smell anything? I think that is Igor.
Okay.
He's pre-cooked to 500 degrees.
But he's standing next to him.
Yes, he is.
Not pre-cooked to 500 degrees.
Oh, now I am hot also.
I am right on the line where the hot is very hot and that's very hot. He is 10 feet that way. He also got hit in the eye with golf ball. Bad day for Igor.
If I'm in an area where I can hear those alarms and it's a real emergency, am I screwed anyways?
Of course you are.
No,
like,
you're not. No.
My first question is like, what am I supposed to do first?
Kiss your ass goodbye.
No, you idiot. If you live in that area, and you should know this because you lived in that area.
You know what I was supposed to do?
What's that?
Drive to Henrietta.
Yes.
Because that's where the radiation stops.
No, they have, at least the immediate danger.
I guess for a second.
Oh, my God. You don't know how any of this works.
Yes, I do.
And neither do I, but I somehow know more than you do.
I saw Chernobyl. They're all dead.
No, you didn't, because I just explained a situation that happened in Chernobyl. You were like, no.
Well, I forgot that part.
It was Trent. No.
Trent's wiped out.
Yeah, Kimmy, it's not about like a nuclear explosion. It's about how far and how fast the radiation is going to get and how severe it will be in certain areas.
Yeah.
And they don't really know when it gets out.
Right, but
they've had experiences.
Are there different alarms or different emergencies?
I don't know.
Okay. Like, or is it just one set alarm? It could be a minor thing or a major thing, and you don't know.
I mean, the one I remember was just a standard siren that went off.
Yeah, I don't know how old these sirens are.
Bro, they look ancient.
Kimmy, I would think they all make the same sound, so I don't know how you would make a different emergency sound. All right, so it's just a test.
Relax.
Don't freak out.
It's only a test.
Chill, baby.
And if you know any Igors, call on them, check out, and make sure they're okay.